It is time again for Checkoff Chats. This conversation brought to you courtesy of our friends at the Wisconsin Beef Council. Remember, beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media, and our partners at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. They are proud to be a part of these Checkoff Chats conversations. Remember, visit equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. And joining us today is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. That's Tammy Vossen. Now, despite the fact that the elements are kind of against us at this time of the year, whether the Wisconsin Beef Council has been busy in a lot of different avenues trying to keep beef and its visibility with consumers front and foremost. Tammy, let's talk a little bit about how you had to re-strategize things when it comes to the partnerships that the Wisconsin Beef Council has worked on for so long with our retail partners. You know, now everybody is either buying online or buying via an app. When it comes to grocery stores and their groceries, that can make it kind of tough to make some of our beef products stick out. Tell me a little bit about what Wisconsin Beef Council and Checkoff Dollars have been doing regarding retail sales.
Absolutely. Well, we know that in consumer research that was conducted by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that prior to the pandemic, less than 1% of shoppers had identified that they had actually shopped for their groceries online. But since that time, over 67% of consumers are now claiming that they have ordered groceries online at some point over the last several months here. So in that process, we have identified that we really need to be kind of in that online space, having a presence through retailers or through recipe websites where we can drive consumers to be purchasing beef. So nationally, the Beef It's What's for Dinner program put together a partnership with a program called Chicory for a holiday campaign to drive retail beef sales. Now, Chicory is, they're a third-party partner, and they make online recipes shoppable. So, for instance, if you went to the beefitswhatsfordinner.com website and looked at a recipe, right underneath of the ingredients, you can actually click a button and it will take you out to where you can enter in your zip code. It'll find an online partner that you can create that online order with. And put all of those ingredients right into your shopping cart automatically. So it's really kind of a slick way to get consumers with beef in their grocery carts. And we know that this website has nearly 1,500 recipe sites that they partner with. And they have over 100 million users on those sites each and every month. So we were able to work with Chicory through the holiday months, and Wisconsin Beef Council actually helped to extend that campaign throughout the state of Wisconsin as well in that December timeframe. So we were reaching consumers who were shopping some of our partners like at Pick and Save, Cops, the Metro Markets here in the region, as well as Walmart. And all they had to do was, you know, click on buy ingredients, and those ingredients were in their shopping cart.
Yeah, I've seen those. That is a really slick way to make it easy on those consumers that otherwise, you know, wouldn't necessarily know how to pick the right cuts of meat or get those ingredients in the basket. Now, is that the only time that you have partnered with Chicory during the holiday season, Tammy, or what other efforts has the Wisconsin Beef Council been channeling their energy towards? Again, we're in a different world when it comes to reaching consumers.
Right. So we are currently in the midst right now of another Chicory marketing campaign, only this one is more of a national focus, and it is also on our veal products. So the national veal marketing program was looking for some support, and we know that we have got veal production here in the state of Wisconsin. So we wanted to be able to lend some support to this overall program. And this is actually being focused out in the northeastern U.S., where we know that there is higher consumption of veal in that area. So this Chicory campaign is actually partnering through the Instacart program. And again, just using advertisements to put veal in front of the consumer and allowing them to add those products directly to their online shopping carts.
Since we've recognized this kind of success with chicory as a third-party partner, do you anticipate that the Wisconsin Beef Council will continue to kind of pick and choose what elements and what times of the year they'll try to reach those consumers? I mean, we're all hoping that sooner or later we get back to that face-to-face, in-store sampling, et cetera. But for right now, this looks like a pretty nice partnership.
It has worked out very well for us. And we don't have all of the holiday campaign results in yet, but all of those numbers are looking very favorable here to start with. So we certainly expect to continue that partnership, but again, recognize, as you mentioned, that, you know, hopefully here in the summer months, folks will be back in stores, whether that's at our local grocery stores or we continue to recognize the strength and demand of purchasing beef from our local meat processors across the state as well. So we've developed partnerships with them, and we'll continue to find ways to reach our consumers, whether that's direct from in-store or through those online shopping options.
Tammy Vossen's along with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chat. It's brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that includes you guys too. And also by our partnership with Equity Cooperative Livestock. Find the details for them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. You know, more and more people, Tammy, are still trying to figure out ways to enjoy, I will say, eating out, even though eating out looks a whole lot different. You, as the Wisconsin Beef Council, have also gotten excited about partnership with food service and some of our restaurants. Tell me what's going on.
Well, we know, you know, before the pandemic that over 50% of our beef sales did come through that food service side of the business. So we have continued to direct every opportunity that we can to drive consumers, whether that's to dine in or to do carry out options, to our restaurants here across the state of Wisconsin. So there have been a number, starting like last summer, we had some of our, we of course had Madison Burger Week that you've always been a part of, but we also had some other partnerships in the Chippewa Valley as well as in Milwaukee to ensure that consumers kept restaurants top of mind, whether they wanted to do that as an online order or a to-go option. But actually, this current week, for those who are in the Madison market there, we're right in the middle of Madison Restaurant Week, which is driven through some local media partners there. And so restaurants can sign up, and they feature like a whether they want to do a three-course meal or a family style as their specialty for Madison Restaurant Week. They offer special pricing on those. And all of the restaurants who have participated in this event in the past have just, they've had overwhelming success with that. So it's just an opportunity, again, to support those local restaurants, get out and take a little bit of stress off of having to prepare meals on your own and get back into dining out here a little bit.
Well, and try something different. That's what's nice about Restaurant Week. It's not just dining or potentially dining with a different property, but it's also just trying something different. And that's where the Wisconsin Beef Council wants you to focus. I'm assuming that a lot of these restaurants are going to make beef center of the plate offering this week during Restaurant Week.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that some of our top Madison area barbecue restaurants are featured here, some of the white tablecloth restaurants, and even, you know, like our bar and grills, they've all got some great beef featuring here during Madison Restaurant Week. So we encourage everybody to check that out. Just go Google Madison Restaurant Week, and you'll be able to find more details about the restaurants that are participating and as well as the entrees that they're featuring for this particular week.
Yum. Take a break. Sounds like fun. Thank you, Tammy. Tammy Vossen along with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chats. And again, if you want to find out more about Madison Restaurant Week happening now, you can, of course, follow along beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media, and we'll keep you posted as well on all the details. MidwestFarmReport.com, Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and the Wisconsin Beef Council, as well as our partners, Equity Cooperative Livestock. Visit their web, equitycoop.com, for all your livestock marketing needs. And that is Checkoff Chat, featuring Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council.